Hello everybody, welcome to our second review class. So as you guys already know, in our review classes we are going to look at some sentences from these last five units, okay? So from unit 1 until 5 we will look back at some things and apply them differently and focus once more on some things for you guys to use in different situations, all right? So this time it's going to be about our native talk classes, so our classes with Jen. So let's take some of the things she taught us and apply them differently and look at it one more time, okay? So our first sentence is already right over there. I'm in charge of a marketing team at a PR firm at the moment. Então, aqui umas coisas interessantes nessa frase, okay? Some interesting things in this sentence. First, an adjective that consists of three words, in charge of, okay? So in charge of means responsible for a sector, responsible for a part of the team, responsible for a project, okay? So you can say, we are in charge of this project. We are in charge of this project. Nós estamos responsáveis por esse projeto. Nós estamos encarregados desse projeto, all right? But that's not the only way to use it, okay? We can also use in charge without putting an object after it. So, who is in charge of the project? Who's in charge of the project? Who's in charge of the project? Quem está responsável pelo projeto? Quem está encarregado do projeto? Okay, so we're in charge of the project. Who's in charge of the project? But if I want to say just who's in charge in general, so if I arrive somewhere and I want to know who's responsible for everything, and I don't want to say the object, it's a more general question. Who's in charge? And that's it, okay? If you see something and you don't know who's responsible, you can come and say, excuse me, who's in charge? Quem está responsável? Quem é encarregado disso tudo? Okay, so, and then you can answer, I'm in charge, or somebody can answer, I'm in charge. Eu estou responsável, eu sou encarregado. Okay, so we use of when we are going to mention the object. We are in charge of this project. We are in charge of the PR firm. I am in charge of the PR firm. And when you're not going to say the object, who is in charge? We don't need the of, okay? And we can say, right now I'm in charge of software development. Right now I'm in charge of production management. Right now I'm in charge of construction. Okay, so it's usually before a sector, or I'm in charge of this project. I'm in charge of this team. Okay, very useful in a professional environment. Okay, so our next sentence is, I found out you were hiring through a trade expo. I found out you were hiring through a trade expo. Eu descobri que vocês estavam contratando através de uma feira de comércio, okay? So I found out you were hiring. I discovered, I came by the information through, através, a trade expo, uma exposição de comércio. But what are we going to pay attention to in this sentence? It's the verb, hire, okay? So it can be a little confusing because in Portuguese we say contratar, right? And then somehow we make a connection to the word contract, but that's not right, okay? So contratar to hire. I found out you were hiring. Eu descobri que vocês estavam contratando. So to hire, contratar. Okay, so be careful you don't make that mistake. To hire, contratar, hire. And remember, the preposition through means através, okay? So when you're going to say how you got that information, I found out through the internet, I found out through my friend, and about all sorts of things, not only hiring. I found out this information through a book, okay? Através de livro. So through is a very useful preposition, okay, guys? And let's go to our next sentence, which is, I'm a bit nervous about mediating the conference call. Eu estou um pouco ansioso, eu estou um pouco nervoso a respeito de mediar a ligação, a conferência por ligação. All right, or por telefone. I'm a bit nervous about mediating. I'm a bit, okay? So a bit is a very natural way to say a little. And if you want to make it more intense, I'm a little bit nervous, just a little bit. I'm a bit nervous about mediating. So the mediator of a conference call is the person that organizes how things are gonna go. So who's going to talk first, what we're gonna talk about, you're the mediator. So I'm a bit nervous about mediating the conference call. What's the rest of the sentence? Have you ever done it before? So this one is from the class that Jen talks about conversation starters, okay? So this is a great conversation starter. Estou um pouco ansioso, um pouco nervoso a respeito de mediar a conferência por telefone. Você já fez isso antes? So have you ever is a very useful structure when you are talking about the past with no limit, okay? So have you ever is the same as once in your life, before, have you done this before, okay? So have you ever, no time limit, just in your life. Alguma vez na vida você fez isso? Have you ever done it before? So remember that have you is always sentences with have. I have been to Japan. That's completely open, okay? So I have mediated a conference call before. Again, no time limit. I have mediated a conference call before. Eu já mediei uma conferência por telefone antes. No time limit, okay? Completely open. And it's a great conversation starter as in general. Have you ever? Like, have you ever worked at a PR firm? Have you ever worked with software development? Okay, it's a conversation starter. It's very cool. And number four, this one is very interesting too. I committed to a friend's wedding in a few weeks. This is an interesting sentence because she says, I committed to a friend's wedding in the past. Commit meaning promised, okay? So I promised a friend that I would do something. I committed to a friend's wedding in a few weeks, okay? So we can use in to put a time marker, a time limit for the future too, okay? So the wedding is in a few weeks and I promised my friend I would go. I committed to a friend's wedding in a few weeks. We have to deliver the project in a few weeks, okay? So it's a time limit in the future. And I was wondering if I could take a few days off. What is wondering? Wondering is when you're questioning yourself in your mind and you want to make a question, or it's just with yourself, okay? I was wondering if I could take a few days off. If I could, se eu poderia, take a few days off, tirar uns dias. Days off work, okay? So, like, alguns dias fora do trabalho, alguns dias off do trabalho, all right? So, let's see the pronunciation again. I committed to a friend's wedding in a few weeks, and I was wondering if I could take a few days off. I committed to a friend's wedding in a few weeks, and I was wondering if I could take a few days off. It's a long sentence, but a lot of interesting structures and expressions here, okay? So, when you are going to ask your boss, we're going to talk about taking some days for yourself, you say days off, okay? And let's go to our last two sentences. So, would you mind carrying my bags? Would you mind carrying my bags? This is a very polite and educated way for you to ask someone to do something. Would you mind? Você se importaria em carrying my bags, okay? We can use it for anything. So would you mind having a look at my computer? Would you mind helping me with the meeting? Okay, it's a nice way to ask people. And they won't feel so bad in saying no, because when you ask, would you mind? It's free for the person to say like, no, sorry, I can't right now. It's a nice way to ask. And for anything, would you mind getting me some water? Okay, things like that. Would you, this is very popular in American and in British English. Would you mind getting me some water? Você se importaria em pegar uma água para mim, pegar um pouco de água para mim? Okay? It's a simple sentence, but it's a very precious structure, okay? Always have it at the tip of your tongue in a professional environment. Would you mind carrying my bags? Okay? And our last sentence, guys. Let's start with the beginning, of course. Do you guys remember there is and there are? So let's just have a quick look. So there is a pen on my desk. Tem uma caneta na minha escrivaninha. Okay, há uma caneta na minha escrivaninha, na minha mesa. There is a pen on my desk. Se fosse plural, if it was in plural, there are two pens on my desk. Há duas canetas sobre a minha mesa, sobre a minha carteira. Okay, and in negative, there isn't a pen on my desk, and there aren't pens on my desk, or there aren't any pens on my desk, okay? When we use any with a negative sentence, nenhum. There aren't any pens on my desk, não há nenhuma caneta na minha mesa, na minha carteira. Okay, but that's not the only thing in this sentence, okay? So, a lot more learning to do, muito aprendizado a se fazer, a se adquirir, to gain financial literacy, para adquirir ou ganhar educação financeira. But literacy is like, in Portuguese we say, alfabetização, okay? So financial literacy is more intense than just educação financeira. Financial literacy is alfabetização financeira, okay? So you in English they say financially illiterate, like analfabeto financeiro, okay? What Jen talked about this in this episode, a little more intense than just educação financeira. And the rest of the sentence, and knowledge on how to handle your personal finances. Financial literacy and knowledge on how to handle. Knowledge on, conhecimento sobre, conhecimento a respeito, how to handle, como lidar, okay? So, handle, lidar. Can you handle a big crowd? Can you handle a big crowd? Você sabe lidar, você pode lidar com um público grande, uma multidão grande, okay? So, handle. I can't handle this kind of meeting. I can't handle this kind of situation. Eu não posso lidar com esse tipo de situação. Eu não consigo lidar com esse tipo de situação. I can handle crowds very well. Eu consigo lidar com multidões muito bem, okay? And your personal finances, suas finanças pessoais, okay? So this is a very rich sentence. So remember that we use on after knowledge and information, for example. I have some information on the project. Eu tenho um pouco de informação sobre o projeto. But it's correct to use about too. So I have some information about the project, knowledge about how to handle your personal finances, okay? But on goes in well in these kinds of things about knowledge and information, okay? So that was our last sentence, guys. I hope you guys have a sense now of what you need to look back on, and remember that studying and learning is an infinite process, okay? So if there was anything in this class that you guys didn't remember really well, go back to that class again. These are all native talks. And remember these things again. And remember, if you have any questions, you can ask right here on the platform, okay? And we'll have one more review class about our writing classes. I hope this was good for you guys. See you next review class. Bye-bye.